Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are in season 7, and we are talking all things intimacy betrayal. And this week, the title is, Did My Childhood Choose My Partner? I love that question. So we're talking about how childhood affects intimacy betrayal, and what is the connection there? Why did I want to talk about that? It's a good question. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about it is because we want to debunk codependency versus complex PTSD. Not that you cannot have both. You absolutely can. And most people do. Okay. So why is that? Because most often, if not always, codependency, just like complex PTSD, begins in childhood in our family of origin, especially if we grew up in a dysfunctional family system where the dynamics were off, okay? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But you might have also grown up in an addicted family system where the dynamics are off, okay? If you did, you are most likely to develop some form of codependency. All right. Why is that? I think there are several different reasons why. But I think part of it is because you have to learn to read the room, for lack of a better word. You have to really be attuned to people's body language and their moods to know how to act, react, and behave. Okay. And so you become dependent on them to tell you how to feel. Okay. I think that's one of the main reasons. I think the other main reason is, you know, you learn as a child, all of us, healthy relationships or dysfunctional relationships or family systems, you learn as a child that you have to co-regulate. But in these dysfunctional family systems, you never learn how to self-regulate. So you move into your future relationships and into your own adulthood, not really being able to regulate your own moods and emotions apart from another. Okay? So these are the reasons why most often codependency is birthed, and oftentimes complex PTSD is going to go along with it. If not complex PTSD or adverse childhood experiences or toxic stress or prolonged stress, it could definitely be negative or beliefs. Okay. And those negative core beliefs are going to carry into your life and into your relationships, and they really can wreak havoc. So we're looking at codependency. We're looking at complex PTSD. We are looking at how they shape the relationships that we enter into in the future. So that's one of the reasons it's on the list, but also because the majority of partners that I have worked with in the past 2 decades who find themselves in my office because their partner has a sexual addiction and compulsivity, guess what? It's not the first partner they've had who has been an addict of some form. Oftentimes, also a sexual addiction. Okay. And so they start to question, like, why is this a pattern in my life? And they start to think, well, gosh, I'm the common denominator here, right? And that just unfortunately reinforces the negative core beliefs that were carried from childhood. Okay. And they start to believe that somehow it's their fault that this is happening. They are not, that it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It is not your fault that you keep finding addicts and that addicts are very attracted to you. You know, it is not your fault. Most of the time, it does come out of our families of origin. Okay. And there are reasons that we have blinders to certain behaviors, right? Because they're familiar. And there's a reason that you have a high tolerance for negative emotion. You have a high tolerance for negative emotion because you came out of homes where there was a lot of dysfunction and chaos and sometimes crisis, okay, and addiction. So please, I want you to first stop, pause, deep breath, give yourself grace. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not flawed, you are not defective, and you are not the cause of your partner's disease. And there is a reason that you continue to find yourself in similar dysfunctional relationships. This is the power of working with a certified sex addictions therapist. This is the power of working with someone who really does understand family systems, addictions, and complex trauma. Okay. Please, if you feel like this is you and this is resonating, whether you want to look at it or not, your defense mechanisms might be coming up to make a million excuses for your parents or to shift into denial and be like, no, I had a really good childhood. My parents told me I did. So I honor that. It is absolutely natural for our brains to respond that way at first, but maybe you listen to this episode again. Okay. If something's happening and something's shifting, listen to it again. See how you hear it differently next time. There are so many resources that I have utilized in my recovery journey. And I got to tell you, every time I circle back to them, I hear them differently because as I grow and change and shift, I experience the material differently. So please go ahead, follow, subscribe. Share this episode with friends or family, or you can do what I do, share it to yourself so that you're reminded to circle back to the same episode another time. So I like to share, and I also like to save episodes. So the ones that resonate this season, save them and circle back to them because there is so much value in continuing to approach this material at different stages, phases, and seasons of your recovery process. But if this is resonating, please go ahead and save the episode. Share it with friends or family, loved ones, group members, you know, your accountability partners, whoever could benefit from it, please. And just know that we are here for your specific stories, your specific questions, and the struggle in betrayal, because it is the deepest emotional wound that you will ever experience, that any human will ever experience, because we are designed by our higher power, extremely intelligent higher power, for connection. We are designed for connection and relationship. And when there is a betrayal, there is just nothing more damaging to us, mind, body, and spirit. So I honor that. I honor wherever this podcast finds you today. But You know, the episode's called Did My Childhood Choose My Partner? Yeah, it did. It did. It chose your partner. Whether you find yourself in the healthiest of marriages or in the most dysfunctional of sexual chaos relationships, guess what? Your parents chose that relationship. They are a big part of it. And we owe it to ourselves to be honest about that and to look at that. It does not mean that you are blaming, okay? I mean, we can't blame for these unconscious motivations and these unconscious secondary gains and all of these things. It's not about blame. It's about insight and it's about awareness and it's about change. You got to look at it to change it. All right. I hope this hits you hard, but I also hope that you come back to it. Thanks so much for showing up and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.